Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to begin at verse 1. But let's pray first. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that your word would go forth and have the effect that you would have it to have. You said in Isaiah chapter 55 that the bread from heaven, the word of God, comes and it gives something to the preacher so that he would have a message. But it gives something to those that eat the Word of God or partake of it, and that they would find sustenance, then they would be filled. And Lord, I ask just that you would help me to preach, and that those listening, that you would show them Jesus, because that's who I come to proclaim. And Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. For you know that you were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, in seeking God for this series of messages, and I don't know how long we'll go, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, maybe a month, maybe longer than that, I don't know. But I feel that the Lord would have me to talk about prophecy. I believe in prophecy. I believe the Bible teaches prophecy. And I believe that some people in the body of Christ, maybe God could open their hearts and minds to the gifts of the Spirit. But as you listen to me, you'll understand, I guess, where I'm coming from. As I read a passage of Scripture and attempt to explain it, if there's some error in the church that the passage happens to touch on, then I'll do my best to try and address that error. And in praying for the messages, and of course I really believe that a preacher should not get his sermons out of a book, but that he should come to God and ask humbly, Lord, what would you have me to preach? And that's basically since the beginning, since the first time I preached, and that was back in 1980, 85 or so, I think. I've always asked God, Lord, not my will, but thine. And so we're going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit, and in particular prophecy. But a great amount of time I will try to spend on the error that is current in the church today. And I don't mean just in our churches, I mean on the radio and in television, on the internet. I believe that there's a great amount of abuse that takes place. And again, one of the things that you'll notice about me is I always try to go back to the Bible. I don't care what this church says or that church says or what this ministry says or what I heard somewhere is. I want to know what thus saith the Lord is. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20 says, "To the law and to the testimony. And if they speak not according to this word," in other words, the entire Word of God, if what they say doesn't line up and coincide and agree with what the Word of God teaches, if they speak not according to this Word, it's because there is no light in them. And we know that Jesus is the light of the world. But if someone is teaching or preaching or prophesying or doing things in God's name, but it's not according to the Word of God, then there's no light, there's no truth, there's no spirit, there's no gospel in what they say. And unfortunately, too often, what passes for Christianity on the airwaves is really not. A lot of it's just playing games, a lot of it's a bunch of scams. For whatever reason, Jesus said that there had been enemies that had crept into the church unawares, and most of the New Testament, after the book of Romans, deals with the errors that creep into the church. As a matter of fact, what Paul is talking about right here in chapter 12, 13, and 14, he's talking about the gifts of the Spirit. And Paul himself said that he speaks in tongues more than, he said, I speak in tongues more than you all. So speaking in tongues, which I believe is related to prophecy, as the Word of God teaches, these things are good. The gifts of the Spirit are good. They were intended to be given to the church. I believe them. I practice a few of them. The church I attend, which would be First Assembly here in New Orleans, where I play the organ on Sunday mornings, about every other Sunday morning, we believe in the gifts of the Spirit. But too often, some ministries, some preachers, some entire movements, maybe denominations, will fall off into error. From the beginning of the Word of God, there was error. And you read in chapter 4 of Genesis, when the devil came and tempted Adam and Eve, he came preaching, or not really preaching, but sort of teaching a little bit about the Word of God, but he misquoted it. He took it out of context, and Adam and Eve fell into sin and were kicked out of the garden because of error. I believe that we need to come back to the Word of God, and I don't really care what this church or that church teaches. If you want to go to such and such a church, that's your problem. What I am concerned about is that regardless of what church you go to, or even if you don't attend a church, if you have something that you're concerned about, or the preacher says something, I believe we need to do like the Bereans. The Bereans listened to Paul, the great apostle Paul, the one that wrote probably almost half of the New Testament. They said, Paul, that's fantastic, man. We really appreciate what you're teaching. It's amazing. But look, let us see those books you're preaching out of. They took the Bible themselves, which mostly was the Old Testament, maybe a couple of copies of the Gospels. And they said, we hear what Paul's saying, but what does the Bible actually say? And so they proved what Paul said to be correct, because they went back to the Bible. And honestly, that's what my ministry is all about. Let's see what the Bible says. What thus saith the Lord is. And if it makes me look bad, or makes my church look bad, or some other church look bad, I don't care. Because it's not about me, it's not about my church, it's not about your church. It's about what Jesus has for us. So as I said, let's go to the Word of God, and let's see what the Bible really teaches about the moving of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, what their intention is, what it will do for us, and what kind of errors that potentially we could fall into and that we should stay away from. So let's pick it up. I want to read again verse 3. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. And let's stop and think about that a minute. But he says that if you're going to do anything that is led of the Spirit, or that you claim is led of the Spirit, or that God told you to do this or something like that, what you're going to end up doing is, if it's really from God, you're going to glorify Jesus Christ. I taught a series some years ago, and I will probably get back to it. In John chapter 14, 15, and 16, Jesus took those three chapters and taught almost exclusively on the Holy Spirit. He was leaving. He was going to be with his Father. But the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Spirit, he would send down, and of course on the day of Pentecost he came, and the Spirit's been with the church ever since. I believe in Jesus. Jesus lives in my heart. I'm a Christian. But I know that Jesus is in heaven, but he sent his Spirit down here. And His Spirit convicts me of sin. His Spirit leads me to believe on the Lord. His Spirit came to take up residence in my heart. It's the Spirit of God that lives in my heart. And He shows us Jesus, just as Jesus said in chapter 16 of John, that the Spirit wouldn't speak of Himself, but He would show us Jesus Christ. And again, in this 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the second half of verse 3, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. You see, if you're going to live for God, if you're going to speak for the Lord, if you're going to do something in His name, you will always glorify God. But if your actions, if the things that you do or the prophecies that you speak or the monkey shines that you do on some of these Christian television stations, if they don't glorify God, if you're all about money and all about, you know, support this ministry, and if you send me $1,000, you'll be saved and healed by the time the postman comes, and all of that foolishness, those things do not glorify God. And honestly, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know if the man says these foolish things, and the Bible says that we should be humble and trust the Lord for our needs, and that covetousness, what does he say, the love of money is the root of all evil, then we should say, wait a minute, the Bible says one thing, and this minister here on this television channel, or maybe on the radio station, or maybe at some church down the road, is teaching this other thing. Well, we want to believe the Bible. Again, we need to get back to the Bible. What does the Bible say about any given situation? Now, very quickly, let's run through the gifts of the Spirit. And again, it's not about the Spirit. It's not about anything that, any manifestation that happens. It's not about us. It's not about, oh, look at us, look how great we are, look how super spiritual we are. It's not about that. It's about Jesus Christ. And I want to say that again. Anytime the Holy Spirit does anything, we just read in chapter 3, in verse 3 here, anytime the Holy Spirit does anything, He is going to glorify Jesus Christ. Well, how do you know if it's such and such a church? They claim to be spiritual. They claim to have a revival. They claim this and that. How do you know it's genuine? Do they show you Jesus Christ according to the Bible? Now these, in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians verse 4, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. I sense a common theme here, that God works in the church, and He may do different things in different people's lives, but it's one God, we're all serving Him, it's the same Holy Spirit that moves in our hearts. But He has a purpose, and that purpose, again, is to glorify Jesus Christ. And He says here, let me pick it up, verse 6, and there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. In other words, whatever gifts the Spirit of God would give to a particular church, it's not for that person to profit, but it's for the whole church, and really the whole body of Christ, to profit. Verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit of God the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. I counted 9, and if you read it, you'll count 9. And we're going to talk more about that, how they work together, how they're related. But in verse 11, but all these worketh at one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He wills. Now, again, I understand that some people listening to me, they may not believe in the gifts of the Spirit, and that's fine. I believe that Jesus Christ saves. I believe that He hung on the cross for the sins of the world, and if we put our trust in Him and follow Him with a humble heart, we can be forgiven of our sins and we can live a new life in Christ, and that when we die, we can go to heaven. That is the gospel. That is the gospel. I believe in speaking in tongues. I believe in prophecy. I believe in other things too. I believe in paying my tithe. I believe in church attendance. I believe in being kind to people. I believe in helping the poor. I believe in going on the mission field and preaching to people that don't have the opportunities we have. But we need to understand that all of these things are extra. The gospel, the way to be saved, is that we trust in Jesus Christ for our redemption. We trust in Him for justification. We know the great doctrines of the church, and I'm sure that I'll go over them as the program progresses. But we need to understand that there is a difference. There is the core doctrines, and then there's everything else. But again, these passages here, or rather this passage here, it says that the Spirit of God, by His omniscience, by His omnipotence, by His wisdom, He decides that He'll have mercy on a certain person and He'll heal them. By His grace, He decides to show someone, if they're struggling with a problem, He'll give them wisdom on what to do to get out of the situation they're in. Perhaps that's called the word of wisdom. I believe that God has gifts for the church. And I believe that they are for today. I believe that they were for 2,000 years ago. And I believe that they're for today. But again, we need to go to the Bible to see exactly what God was talking about before we decide that we know, before we decide that, well, I'll accept anything, whatever that church down the road is doing, I'll go ahead and believe it, or whatever Dr. Sounding Brass on the TV station says, well, I'll just go ahead and accept it wholesale. Well, I mean, he's standing behind a pulpit, he's got a Bible in his hand, he must be telling me the truth. No, let's do like the Bereans did. And say, Paul, let me see that book you're reading. Let me check it out for myself. And I believe too often that we fail to do that. We fail to check it out. We fail to test the spirits, he says in another place, to see whether they be of God. We fail to decide whether or not, again, according to the scriptures that we have, whether a certain ministry is valid or not. Whether a certain method of winning souls, whether a certain method of growing our church. And I want more people to come to the church I go to. I hope it doubles, triples in size, and I hope we get so big we have to build another building. And that's great. If we can do it according to the Word of God, I'm sure the pastor would be just thrilled. He'd be turning cartwheels. But if we use psychological methods, if we use humanistic methods, if we use something that's not in the Word of God to try and build our church, and, you know, if you have any inkling of what's going on in the church today, you know I'm referring to one or two of the different philosophies. They're very popular these days, the different philosophies of growing our church. Later on, we'll probably get into that specifically, but if we're going to accept a method of winning souls or doing these things, we need to make sure that it's a scriptural method. And again, probably what's popular these days isn't exactly scriptural. Verse 12, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. He starts off saying that you shouldn't be ignorant. In verse 1, you shouldn't be ignorant of spiritual gifts. That he says that you can test the spirits by the Word of God. Does such and such a gift of the Spirit, is it really from the Spirit? Does it really glorify Christ or not? Then he talks about the 9 gifts of the Spirit. He says that they're all from the Spirit, but over here in verse 11, he goes back to talking about the gospel. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Now, this verse right here is, there's no question, this verse is talking about salvation, that we came from being sinners, we're brought into the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter if we're Jews or Gentiles, all have to come the same way, that's through Christ. If we're bond or free, in other words, if we're the lowliest guy living in the projects, or we're living in the best house in Old Metairie, it doesn't matter, because we all need to come to Christ. And he says we've all been made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now I'm going to stop here in a minute, but he says, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, were it the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And again, that's that same idea that in verse 11, but these worketh that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So this is about the Lord. This is not about us. This is not to make our church look good or make the deacons look good. It's to make Jesus look good. And we should humble ourselves before him, follow him, look to him, believe him, trust him. We should look to glorify Christ. But these gifts are from God. They are the gifts of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And we should always remember that it's his message, it's his church, it's his gospel, it's his word, it's his everything. And he is attempting to help us in the things that we do. He's attempting to edify us. He's attempting to strengthen us. He's attempting to teach us. And these gifts of the Spirit are given to the church, what did it say over here, that we should profit withal. And I want to stress that again, I believe, I'm a Pentecostal preacher. Somebody says, well, I'm a Baptist, I don't know if I'm going to listen to him anymore. Well, you know, that's fine. But my message is to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe in him. I always go back to the cross and what Jesus did on the cross for us. This chapter right here, it talks about the cross. It talks about living for God. It talks about the central message of the gospel. But the Spirit of God gives us these tools that help us to follow him. Later on in chapter 14, we'll talk about how the gift of tongues, and also the gift of interpretation of tongues and prophecy, which I believe that they're related. To speak in tongues is to speak in language that you've never learned by the power of the Spirit of God. He says that somebody will come into the meetings and they're hear you talking in Swahili or something, and nobody will understand, and the person will think that, hey, these people are crazy. But then he says if somebody else were to speak in America, we'd speak in English. Somebody would speak in English as a prophecy from God, then the person coming in would say, man, God spoke to my heart. What that man said was true, and that man would give his heart and life to God. So as you read these few chapters in 1 Corinthians, where it talks about the gifts of the Spirit, we need to understand that God has a central plan, and that is that we should glorify Christ. And as we said a while ago, the Spirit of God testifies of Christ. So, by extension, the gifts of the Spirit are intended to help us to live for God. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today. and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.